My name is Moffat Takadiwa. I was born in 1983 in a small town called Tengwe in the Karoi district of Zimbabwe. So my early work speaks a lot about the importation culture, how culture can be dominated by other cultures through everyday products, something like that. In the show, I'm presenting the work Tengwe Farms, the series of two works. Because I grew up in a small town called Tengwe, this small town is basically surrounded by farms. So for the first time, I started to think about the farms and where I really come from. Tengwe Farms, not necessarily maybe one farm, but how you would see farms from a bird's view, from up. I started to think of how I grew up. The everyday basics were not accessible to farm people. So these materials which I use every day, I started to see them as materials which sometimes brings division and class in people. Class and division is sometimes based on everyday general products, labels, and everyday materials. That division based on everyday basics. So if you look at that, the work I'm presenting, they are tops from a liquid soap. So this liquid soap called Sunlight Liquid Soap is very much known in Southern Africa. People who live in the towns use it a lot for dishes. It's just a general, you know, everyday basic dish liquid soap. But to the farm people, they cannot access it. And I remember when I was growing up, when you see this top, the bottle cap of that soap, you know, this household is a well-up, people who have access to a better life. So I've used these items to depict this work, which I can describe like topographical mappings of farms. If you look at the work, it have got these depressions of like a mountainous region. And you'd see some kind of some funny mappings of even how a tobacco farm look like. There are these lines and rows of how people plant the tobacco leaf. There are also peanut butter bottle caps, which are yellow on this work. So peanut butter and some what we call maheu, which are brown on this work. I was trying to say this work is also speaking about the bread and butter of my country. Our staple food, what's very important to us as Zimbabwean people is tobacco farming. Zimbabwe's economy is mainly based on agriculture and mainly on tobacco. Zimbabwe sells tobacco as its main foreign currency earner as a country. This paradox that if you look at the people who are farming tobacco, they are the poorest people, and the tobacco farms are found in the poorest region where I grew up. So the work is also saying the labor which feeds the nation, the labor which feeds us, maybe as the world, the labor which feeds people, normally you find that those are the poorest people. But I've used everyday consumables to speak about these people and what they cannot even afford. But at the same time, they are the people who makes these things available because they are the main pillars in an economy. So that's what I was, in general, that's what I was talking about in Tengwe Farms. I would see thieves as the people who imagine a lot or who travels a lot in imagination. These words go hand in hand, imagination and laziness. You need to be a little bit lazy to really travel in imagination. You need not to be busy, to find lazy time and allow yourself to just get lost. So I think artists, we are second from thieves. We have good imagination. We always strike, but we find a balance between our laziness and our hard work.